Hi, you're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, my name is Holly. I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Ah, Boulder is one of my favorite places. How were you lucky enough to end up there?
I just wanted to live here, so I moved.
You just did it. You just got up. I didn't know that was possible.
Holly makes it sound very easy.
Right. I mean, so you just picked up your life and just moved to Boulder. Did you have a job or just went?
I just went and I rented a place on the fly and slept on the floor and now things are better.
So you just picked up and moved and then you went to a place and you didn't even have a... Are you in witness protection?
Well, welcome to the show, Holly. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's hear your first limerick.
Since death doesn't come all that often, its costs our new kit tries to soften. A box and an urn and a hex wrench to turn. Our kit lets you build your own.
Yes, there you go. Oh, my God. DIY projects are all the rage, although in this case, DIY is just an alternative spelling for die. More and more people are choosing to make their own coffins rather than shell out big bucks to big death. Think of it as making a birdhouse, but this time you're the bird and you're dead. A company in Japan is helping people make their own coffins, lowering the cost of funeral planning. But what if you're not handy? What if it falls apart? Just make sure you're buried with an Allen wrench. Right now, the kits are only available in Japan. You have to assume that IKEA will get in on this trend. Build-it-yourself coffins, though pick your burial plot carefully, because an IKEA coffin will not survive a move. Here is your next limerick.
For coffee, we're not depraved schemers. The flavors we crave make us dreamers. Beyond almond and oats, let's try Peeps. Root beer floats. We love to explore flavored...
Peanuts?
No, although flavored peanuts would be a delightful thing. There was a clue in the first line, which was for coffee. And then
for
it rhymes
coffee,
with schemers.
Schemers?
Non-dairy...
Creamers?
Yeah! According to the Wall Street Journal, sales of flavored liquid coffee creamers rose 9% last year. Much of that can be credited to new, even sweeter flavors like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and Funfetti.
Funfetti?
No, you know how it is. Don't talk to me in the morning until I've had my diabetes. By the way, the technical term for these products is oil-based creamers. That's right. They're made with oil. Sweet, light, crude, naturally. Other flavors include cinnamon roll, almond joy, and sugar cookie. You know, it's like, I like my coffee like I like my men. Really disappointing. Here, Holly, is your last limerick.
While I might go out for a jog, my furry friend sleeps like a log. I will play him some songs, saying, I won't be long, from a playlist that's made for my...
Dog.
Yes, dog.
Dog it is. Dog it is.
Spotify is now making music playlists for dogs. But really, why ruin dogs by making them music snobs, too?
Wait, what are the songs? Like, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Actually, it is. These playlists have music that dogs are... presumed to like, and it also has human voices saying nice, pleasant things to them to play, you know, while you're not at home. I mean, it could backfire. It's like, play Who Let the Dogs Out? No one, that's who. That's why I peed in the carpet.
I mean, this makes sense. It is called Spotify.
All right. Bill, how did Holly do in our quiz?
Holly got them all right. 3-0.
Congratulations, Holly. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.